Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yep, he's done it again, folks.
Oh, no, not again. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third year in a row.
It's not the first time. It won't be the last.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me today. My pleasure to have you as a part of our day. Chester Elton is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's our recognition expert. He's the guy who helps us understand how to motivate our employees and get more of value for the payroll dollar that we're spending, but more importantly, to make them feel more fulfilled and happy and successful in their assignments. He's the co-author of The Invisible Employee, also The Carrot Principle, also A Carrot a Day, at least three that I know of. He's our good friend. Chester, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me. Always a pleasure to be on the show, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Now, The Invisible Employee, that's the new one, right?
The Carrot Principle is the new one, actually.
Okay, all right. Well, they're both so beautiful sitting here. I always wonder which one's next. So first it was A Carrot a Day.
Right.
Right? And then Invisible Employee.
You got it.
And then Carrot Principle. That's the brand new one by Adrian Gostick and Chester Elton. Chester, since you were here last, I've had two different groups on the show with two different surveys, two different studies. Uh-huh. One of them took 2 years and cost a couple of $1 million. I mean, that's how significant and serious and professional. And it was multiple organizations who were involved. It was a consortium who put this together. But two different studies indicated that the level of disengagement by employees today is ridiculous. I mean, one study showed that as much as 66% of employees were somewhat or completely disengaged. And another one showed that 50% were somewhat or completely disengaged, and only 10 or 15% were considered engaged in either one of the studies.
Yeah, no, it's a frightening number. And in fact, let me pile a couple more on there. In February of this year, the Washington Post did a survey about employees and found that in less than 1 year, 70% of employees responded that they felt that their employers were no longer interested in their well-being or treating them well at work. 70%, big number.
That's a huge number.
Yeah.
And we wonder why customer service has gone to heck.
Well, that's the thing. You know, so often we talk about the fact that particularly line employees where, you know, you go into a store and you want to buy something, but you just flat out can't get anybody to help you. You know, you can't get the person off the phone talking to their friend about
right.
who's getting voted off the island.
Or to each other, visiting with each other.
Yeah, I always love that when there's a little congregation say, can anybody help me? And they kind of look at you like, we're talking here.
Yeah, excuse me. I can't believe you interrupted us.
Yeah. Well, you know, this brings me to one of the things that I've been bumping into a lot lately, and it's an expression called onboarding. And I don't know if you're familiar with that expression,
Is
Jen.
This like waterboarding?
No, it's not quite that bad. What it is well, on this engagement idea is what happens on the first day at work. And so there's a really fun movement out there about how you onboard employees. Once you've hired them, you've interviewed them, you want them to come work for your organization, your company. And what does that first experience look like? Right from like 2 weeks before their first day right through the first year. And it's a very interesting way in the old expression, you only have one chance to make a good first impression.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do that right, your odds of engaging that employee and keeping that employee go way up. It's very interesting.
So how does this, it's a practice called onboarding where you significantly, by doing some of these steps, you significantly increase the possibility of being successful, getting this person engaged right up front.
Exactly. Now, here's one of the things that was really interesting. As we started to look at some of the data, 4% of employees decide on the first day if they're going to stay with you or not. Hmm. Now, that's not a big number.
Wait. Slow down a minute. Say that again. And that needs to rattle around inside some heads out there. Say that
again. It does. 4% of the employees that you hire decide on the first day whether they're going to stay. So, in other words, you recruit somebody, you're all excited, they show up the first day, and they look around, and 4% go,
I'm out of here.
Nah, I don't think so. I'm not going to stay because of that first day's experience. And I think that's really significant.
That's a frightening number. Chester, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Chester Elton is our guest. He and Adrian Gostick have written some outstanding books. The new one is called The Carrot Principle. He and I will be right back after these messages. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Chester Elton. He and Adrian Gostick have written a number of books. You know, Chester, I forgot the 24 Karat Manager.
Yeah, that's right. We've written 5 books. Yeah,
That was your bestseller. One of your bestsellers, and so congratulations. I forgot all about that one, folks. A lot of books. These guys know from what they're speaking here when it comes to recognizing employees, making sure that your employees are happy, and he always brings us good information. You know, Chester, I've been reading, and I know I've mentioned this before, but I think it bears repeating. I've been reading employee exit surveys and uh-huh. studies about those for decades, since the 70s.
Right.
And I've seen dozens and dozens of them, and I've never ever one time seen the reason why somebody left a company. Not one time have I ever seen that the number one reason was money.
Yeah, it's fascinating, isn't it? It really is that workplace environment. Do I feel like I can make a contribution? Do I feel like I'm valued at work? You know, I bumped into a really interesting gentleman about a year ago at a Johnson & Johnson company here in New Jersey where I live. He hadn't missed a day of work in 15 years. And that was fascinating. I said, well, gosh, haven't you been sick or had something? He goes, well, I'm never sick enough not to come to work. And I said, well, what drives you to come to work? And it was great. He said, well, if I didn't show up, they'd miss me. You know, and how often we talked about disengaged employees, do they say, look, if I didn't show up today, no one would even know I wasn't there. You know, right. It would be, you know, 3 o'clock before they realized I wasn't there. Well, this whole idea of engagement and onboarding, what are you doing to create that experience? Because here's what was also very interesting about that new employee experience is that, and this was a really interesting study done by the Aberdeen Group, said that 65% of your employees decide in the first 30 days whether they're going to stay with you. So, you know, I always like to give you some practical stuff for your listeners. Can say, okay, well, I get the numbers, so what do I do? What do I do to make that experience, welcoming? First off, that first day is, you know, are you expecting them? You know, when you walk in and they have that first impression of your new employer, and they're not expecting you, your desk isn't ready, or you don't have the name on your uniform, or whatever.
Or you don't have somebody who can kind of shepherd them around the building or around on their job. You kind of throw them to the wolves.
Exactly. Well, very, you know, key. Of course, you always hit the key there, and that is there a mentor there? So a person that you can befriend you and show you the ins and outs. All those are subtle messages that say, we're excited to have you here. Mm-hmm. We want you. You know, the attitude has to be, it's not that you're lucky to be here. You know, yeah, you're lucky to be working for us. The attitude needs to be, we're lucky to have you. And if you change that mindset, because let's face it, you've recruited this person, you spent some time in looking at their background and talents, you should be excited for them to be here to help build your business. If that attitude comes through in subtle ways, like there's someone to show you around, even, and it doesn't have to be elaborate, a little card, a message welcoming you to the team. Maybe it's the company coffee mug or a T-shirt for their kid or just a little token that says, hey, we're delighted to have you here, goes a long way for people.
You know, Chester, in some ways, you'd think we would be preaching to the choir here. You'd think that this was something that we wouldn't have to be talking about, but it is. And the reason I say that is because the marketplace conditions are such that, I'll give you an example. Bill Dunkelberg is chief economist for the NFIB, and he brings a report to us every month on what small business owners are saying about their experiences in the marketplace. And one of those things is their experiences. What are their biggest concerns? What are their second biggest concerns? Third, fourth, so on and so forth. For over a year now, the number one concern among small business owners, and he polls thousands of these every month, the number one concern is the ability to find and acquire qualified people. Not taxes, not inflation, not global competition, not government regulation, but not being able to get the right people. So we know that it's a challenge finding good people. If you actually find somebody who's you think is qualified and that will come to work for you, you got to love them up, don't you?
You better believe it. And I'll tell you one of the things that I found is one of the most powerful ways employers can do this. And it's the most simple thing, and I know your mama taught you this when you were just little. And that is the power of a handwritten thank you note to an employee for a job well done. And we teach this very simple principle about frequent, specific, and timely. Be frequent with your praise, but be specific about what it is. Don't be just buttering people up. And be timely. You get your listeners, and if you can hear me out there, go out and buy a stack of thank you cards. And I've timed it. It takes you 90 seconds to write a handwritten note. And you want to have some fun? Mail it to the employee's home about what a great job they did on a specific thing that you value. Customer service, on-time delivery, zero defects, whatever it might be, and you get in the habit of doing that 3-4 times a week, you will be amazed at how people then know that you care about them and took the time to write it up and send it to their homes. It's a great little tip.
And here's how simple it could be. I mean, a lot of people, when you know, especially us guys, Chester, we're not very good note. You know, our mothers taught us, but we're not good at writing those kind of notes. But here's all you got to do. Just say, good job diffusing the Johnson issue.
Exactly.
And then sign it. That's it. Good job diffusing, meaning, you know, if there was a customer problem, Mr. Johnson wasn't happy, whatever. Good job handling Mr. Johnson or whatever. And then sign it. That's it. Put it in the mail.
Exactly. Glad it was you and not me.
Well done, Chester. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to write Chester a nice note while we're on the break here, folks, and I'll be right back with Chester. Stay with us.
Well, I was moving down the road in my V8 Ford. I had a shine on my boots. I had my sideburns low.
We're back. It's 7:10. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Chester Elton. He and Adrian Gostick have written some outstanding books on recognition. Just check them out wherever books are sold. The new one is called The Carrot Principle. Some of you have seen The 24-Carat Manager and all the other things. Adrian, I'm sorry. I keep mentioning. You see, Adrian's on the top of the list here, Chester.
He's the better looking, more talented.
No. He's just. And I'm looking at your books here. He's first on the list. And even though you're the one that I know, I'm looking at the book here and I keep saying his name first. Anyway, Chester, tell us how we can find you guys.
Well, we've got a great website at www.carrots.com. Make sure you put the S on the end. We also are officers of the O.C. Tanner Company, so you can go to octanner.com for some great information. But we've got a monthly newsletter you can sign up. It's free. We put out, like, the latest and greatest in our research and tips on how to engage your employees. It's all good fun.
So check it out, folks, carrots.com. You guys need to – you know, I think you need a carrot cake. you don't have one yet, do you?
Well, you know, it's really funny. I had a client we were working with, Rich Food Products, up in Buffalo, New York, and they sent me five carrot cakes. We had like 70 slices of carrot cakes.
I think every time you're on the show, you should be sending me a carrot cake after.
Yeah, there you go. We should
I love carrot cakes.
The official carrot cake would be
that's
great.
That's right. Hey, let's get back to this onboarding practice that you talked about. Let's go over real quickly in just a half a minute. What would be some quick steps to do the onboarding and to get it done right?
Well, I love the idea of even before you get to work, there's a note that's sent to your home by the team. Hey, we're excited to have you. Come on in, you know. The other thing is we mentioned that first day, expect them. Do a couple of little things, you know, to make sure. And then do it on a regular basis. You know, we've got a great client, DHL, for example. And in the first 100 days, they kind of map out the employee experience. Pepsi Bottling Group, you know, has a fun little key ring they give their employees on the first day with a message that our employees drive our business. Every time you drive to work and you grab your key ring, you know, we hope you're thinking about ways to drive the business. And these positive interactions with your manager where you stage it, the thank you notes, the verbal praise, that frequent, specific, and timely. You know, we were talking on the break that, you know, if you can get people through the first 3 years of an experience with a good onboarding and a good recognition structure, 7 out of 10 of those employees are going to stay with you. And, you know, when you've invested that much time in an employee in training and teaching them your business, boy, you sure want to keep them. So think of the little things you can do on a daily and weekly basis to create a workplace environment where people feel valued, their work is rewarded, and you can get them engaged in your business. And you know what? It's a win-win. They're happier at work, they're better with your customers, and it grows your business. It's really that simple.
One of the things Chester was telling me just now, just a few minutes ago, was that if the people who are introduced to this onboarding technique, that after 3 years, they found that people who were properly onboarded, so to speak, after 3 years, you had a 70% chance of keeping that person. Now think about that. Think about if you've hired the right person, if you've got the right person on board, you've done a good job of getting the right person there, and then you all you have to do is do some of the things that Chester was just talking about, some of the onboarding steps, that your chances are increased by 70% keeping that person in your business. And I'll tell you something, I don't have to tell you how valuable a person is once they've been with you 3 years and they kind of know where how everything works. That's when the people become, your employees become very, very valuable to you. We're going to get Chester back on again another day. By the way, don't forget his website is carrots.com, CARROTS.com. Good stuff. That's Chester Elton. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and as you know, this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.